Hi, my name is Ophélie, and you're listening to the Mama Activist Podcast, a podcast where we explore topics ranging from social justice, culture, politics, and news through deep conversation with myself, activists, humanitarians, and everyday people trying to make a difference. It's a space where we are willing to learn, grow, and be challenged collectively while highlighting activists doing amazing things in the world. From hearing new perspectives to learning new things, we are pushing for a better world, fighting for our liberation and reclaiming our power. So tune in and be a part of the movement.
Hey guys, this is your host Ophélie. Welcome back to the Mama Activist Podcast. Thank you everyone who decided to tune in today's episode. So wherever you are in the world, I hope that you are okay. And before I start this episode, I want to invite you to take a breath in with me. So on the count of three, breathe in with me. And this is going to start to set the tone for today's episode. So let's count to three together, guys. And as you count in your mind, remember to breathe in and slowly take your time. Feel that breath coming in. Feel the power of that breath. One, two, three. Hold and release. So today mark my second time of attending Brighton Black Market. The first time we attended it with Afra was last month, and it was our first time. And so today was our second time. And it was such a beautiful evening. It felt a beautiful afternoon. It was in the evening. And it felt very intimate. And it felt like it was bringing the community together and allowing us to be together in a safe space, in a beautiful space as well, to connect, share, and be together, you know. And I think that's what's beautiful about those spaces. Not only do they create opportunity, do they help Black people get support, but it also helps the community coming together. So the Black Brighton Market is a space where the BIPOC community have the opportunity to sell their art, goods, and to perform. It takes place one time per month in a pub called the Actors Brighton. So if you are from Brighton, it's in Kemp Town. And if you are a person of color, I encourage you to join in, because it's fun. It feels good to be surrounded by people you can identify with, and just to be with Black people as well as a Black woman is just amazing. It just makes you feel like home. And so the Actors Pub is a beautiful space as well, because, you know, it's all about inclusion, diversity. You feel like you can be safely in that pub. And I think that in a lot of pubs in the UK, that's not always a general feeling. So it's nice to have a pub that feels safe. And they have some policies. And one of their policies is, if you feel unsafe in the space, you can go to one of like the management, the staff, and you can complain, and they will make sure that you feel safe, because they really want the people in that space to feel safe. And so it's even more beautiful than that they are supporting the Black community by hosting those monthly events for the Black community to come together and sell their art, goods, and perform together. So there is many reasons why people should support Black-owned businesses, especially small Black-owned businesses. And the Black Brighton Market is doing this by organizing this monthly event. They are allowing Black small businesses to get support directly, and it's also powerful to attend those events because it also gives you an opportunity to then support directly Black-owned businesses. So, you know, small businesses and entrepreneurs, for a long time they have been kind of like wealth builders for generations. And so by supporting more Black-owned businesses, we can help create more opportunities for meaningful earning, saving, property ownership, credit building, and generational wealth for Black community. And I think that generational wealth is a big one. But if we do our part, and when I say we, I mean we, not only Black people, but especially white people, if you do your part, if you are white in supporting Black businesses, you're helping with the progression of strengthening many Black communities. And it shouldn't be just a trend. It should be a lifestyle. It should be something that you do all the time. It shouldn't be something that you have to be reminded of. But here is a reminder, because that's the life we are living, to support Black businesses, because, well, there are many reasons why you should support Black businesses. Because first, supporting Black businesses, it creates job and opportunities, you know? Companies in general make more profits. And people tend to go to them because, you know, they're like known, like you trust them, you know, like you're going to get your stuff. But supporting Black businesses is showing your support and contributed to creating entrepreneurial opportunities for Black people, is allowing us to have more job, and have opportunities. Black companies, Black small businesses, Black entrepreneurs, they are the one that can, that have the power to fuel the Black community's economic prosperity in general. And for low-income families, you know, it can really help. It can help create a bridge so that they can move up to middle class status, for example. They can also then employ other Black people and create that change not only for themselves but for other people as well. And it's also one of the ways that, you know, we can close the racial wealth gap. Wealth gap by also supporting small Black businesses and Black businesses in general. And it's very empowering to Black communities as well. The power of the community can really do so many things for an individual. And so having an empowered community will benefit everyone from that community. There is a common saying that says that it takes a village to raise a kid. And I love that saying because it really shows the importance of the community in that act, which is essential, you know. And so having, like, by supporting Black small businesses, you empower local communities as well. And one of the reasons is not, like, you're not only supporting community, you're also building up, you're helping into building up community and boosting community morale as well. Because, you know, because it's nice to feel supported as a Black person living in this world. It's just nice. And it's nice to feel like there are people out there who are willing to do that, who are willing to cross that, to break that gap, to build a bridge, and to help Black people create generational wealth. And this is such an important thing, because I think for a lot of white people, when we talk about racism, they don't necessarily understand that one of the main things that racism did for Black communities is that it didn't allow them to build generational wealth as well as white people did. And for a lot of people, when they see racism, they see like what's happening right now and not necessarily what has been happening, which is it's a privilege for Black, for white people to have that, you know, to have generational wealth. And it's something that us in the Black community, we don't have as much. So it's nice to be part of the people who are trying to change that. So if you want to be part of this as well, I encourage you to do so. And so, yeah, those are like few of the reasons why supporting Black businesses is important. Black small businesses, they struggle more than other businesses owners with a lot of different aspects, you know, like they get less opportunity, their personal finances will be more impacted. A lot of Black small businesses are in financial debt, have no health insurance compared to other entrepreneurs. And so the need to support them more is there, obviously, not just because of their struggle, but because of racism in general, racism that is causing their struggle. So when I say not for their struggle in particular, it's of course it's because of what's creating the struggle, I mean. There is a lot of Black-owned businesses that unfortunately have to die because of many different reasons. And I think that the lack of opportunity is a big one, you know, like if you don't have those opportunities to make money, if you don't get support from people, then, you know, financially you're going to find yourself in a tricky situation really quick. And when you have a business, you are spending money, so you want to be making money. And even when Black-owned businesses work a lot in promoting themselves, they are still facing those challenges. How do you promote Black businesses? There is many ways that you can help a Black businesses with promotion by sharing, talking about people. You can do online reviews. You can share your experience. Leaving review is always very helpful, but a very, very good way to also support Black businesses is by spending your money with them, because not only does it help with creating wealth, it also help building a strong income. And you know, that's the idea with businesses. So yeah, it was really beautiful to attend that event. We met with a couple of artists from Brighton based who I follow online, and meeting them face to face and talking with them about their art felt very beautiful. There was an artist who came to perform. I think her name is Lila something. I have to double check. Her voice was beautiful, and it was nice to see people perform as well. There was an open mic. One of my friends actually performed a poem as well that felt very strong. And sorry, as the artist, the headliner of the event today was Lisa Lou. You should check her out on Instagram. Her voice is amazing. So yeah, she came to perform just after the open mic. And again, the open mic, beautiful, because it's really an opportunity for people to come on stage and perform. So tap into their creativity and feel safe to do so. And for us Black people, we don't always feel safe everywhere to go on stage and just do our things. And you know, the open mic is beautiful because it's everyone that can go there and grab the mic. You don't have to identify as an artist, even though we are all artists for me, but you don't have to be like a singer or like a poet, or like a storyteller to go on stage, take over the stage and do a thing. And I think a lot of time, you know, we want to get out there just for the experience, because it feels great sometimes to speak on a mic and, you know, have to kind of like do a performance in front of an audience that, you know, will support you through that. It can feel really nice. So it was nice. It's nice to have a space for us to do that. A couple of people performed, and I think next time I'm definitely going to perform, because it's nice. I like being on stage. I like being on stage. I like performing. And for a long time, growing up as a Black woman in Europe, going to school where I was like always part of like the minority, I couldn't really identify with other people, even. Like I couldn't identify or like relate to a lot of other kids' experiences, and I felt different, and I felt some kind of like loneliness, some kind of isolation that didn't really allow me the comfort of being on stage in front of like mostly white people. And now I'm in a point in my life where I have the support of my community. I am always surrounded by people that that see me for who I am, but also for my experience of experiencing the world as a Black woman and who take every bit of my being into consideration, if it makes sense. So friends that really see me, you know, people who don't feel like like fake allies. And also just, you know, people who are like me. It's nice, you know. So it took me a while to have that community around me. But now that I have it, it makes me feel like I am capable of more. Makes me feel like I can go on stage and I can sing. Makes me feel like I can go on stage and I can read a poem out loud, that I can tell a story, even though that's not my, like, my thing. That is not something I do all the time. I can still do it, because sometimes it's nice to do those things and to be in a space where you feel that is so powerful. Because I think that one of the things that we are all suffering from right now is like self-hate and, you know, self-sabotaging ourselves, like being our own sabotager. And I think capitalism, our modern society, is feeding from that self-hate. And so anything that encourage the opposite of that, like self-love, self-acceptance, is great, especially when it's done intentionally, when it's done at an event for Black people. So for Black people to have this, because unfortunately that's also something that's currently happening, but we have all of those healing spaces opening up in the West, people being intentional about healing together, but often Black people do not have access to those spaces, and even when they do, it doesn't feel safe for them. So it was beautiful to have a space like this in an event that was made specifically for Black people. And so one of my friends, Sophie, amazing woman, she went on stage and read a couple of poems, and that moment was also very beautiful, and it felt very healing for I think all of us, for the people who are in the audience, for her, for me even. But yeah, so she wrote some poem when she was growing up, and she experienced a lot of trauma growing up. So you could, like, her poems were her expressing that pain that she was going through, that non-loving from her mom, who, you know, when you're growing up, you want that love, you need that love. So she expressed it in her poem. And the beautiful thing about that, it was that the first few poems had a lot of pain in them. Her voice got very emotional as she was reading the poem out loud. But the last couple of poems were so much more hopeful, because she wrote those poems not that long ago. I think the first poem that she read was 10 years ago, when she was still deep into that unhealthy life, if I can say it like this, like where she was still in an environment that didn't feel safe. Let's put it like this, because it's all about safety. So it was also very beautiful to see that. And I think for a lot of people, It was also very healing because I know that at some point I was talking to her and another woman came, amazing woman again. The room was full of amazing people. And she also talked about how powerful hearing Sophie reading that those poems was for her. So yeah, it's not like the Black Brighton Market is not just promoting small black businesses and creating opportunities for them, is also really like helping to build the community, because those moments, where else are we going to have those moments? This is the spaces in which we will be able to have those moments. This is why those events are so essential. This is why we should create more of those. This is why you need to support those events so that we can have more of them, and they are benefiting the Black community, especially the Brighton-based Black community. So yeah, very beautiful. I met with, and also every event, well, I'm not sure about that actually, because I have only been to two events. Today was the second one, but the businesses that were present in that event were different from the people who went, who were at the last one. So it was nice to kind of like get to know more businesses from people of color all around Brighton, make connection, because you know there is some like products and goods that that you want, and then you know it's there, you know it's available, and you know you buying this, getting this from this place will benefit people. It will benefit them and it will benefit you, because you are part of the community. So by benefiting the community, you are benefiting yourself. So you know, think about it this way. If this is what is going to require you to do more for small black businesses and black people in general, that especially for people as a person of color, but not only, you helping them will benefit you too, because it will benefit the community. And yeah, because when the community is thriving, everyone within that community is thriving. So yeah, black small businesses owners do struggle more than other businesses owners. So please do try to help and support black small businesses more often. If you have in your town like monthly events such as the Black Brighton Market, then I invite you to go, like, check it out, like, check whether or not you have those, you have something like this happening in your area. And if you do, just go support them. You know, if you don't, and this is something that you want to start, you know, get like supporters out there. You don't have to do it all on your own. It's not impossible. It's very possible. Maybe you just need support. And yeah, like, you know, you can also go online. And this is the way that we are going to close the racial wealth gap. Like small businesses and entrepreneurs have been long time wealth builder in our society. So we need to support more black owned businesses. We need to create more opportunities for meaningful saving. And we need to understand that when small businesses flourish, so do their communities. Anyway, that's going to be it today, guys. I'm hoping that this episode gives you the motivation to go out there and support a small black businesses, a small black business, sorry. Pardon my English. And yeah, that's it for today, guys. Afra is sleeping. We're in Brighton. We are still in the UK. We're going back to Africa in September. Before that, we are going to be organizing Black Eco-Feminist Summit, along amazing activists. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I will keep you updated of our adventures. In the meantime, sending you love wherever you are. And before I stop this episode, but we, because you are part of it too, I invite you to take another breath with me. So on the count of three, breathe in. One, two, three. Hold and release. It always feels good. Bye, guys.